Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. Today is, tonight is going to be a big night for the Sixers, the 0-2 76ers. They play the Orlando Magic in what could be perhaps their best chance to get a victory this month. The Magic is 0-2. The Magic are 0-3, rather. That's worse. But, Orlando has some new faces. One in particular is Serge Ibaka, the power forward who they traded for in the Victor Oladipo deal. Serge has been playing well. He's a little bit older. He's been playing well, but the team, I don't know if it's because of, they have so many new faces, they have a new coach, but whatever it is, this team is just 0-3, and they really haven't been playing well. They have a tough time scoring, kind of like the Sixers do. The Sixers are ranked last in the NBA in scoring, and Orlando is ranked 26th. So, we'll touch upon this a little bit. We'll also touch upon the Sixers piecemeal, so to speak. Right now, we kind of knew that Joel Embiid would not play on back-to-backs, and the Sixers kind of, laid it out yesterday that Joel Embiid will play in tonight's game. However, he will not play and he will not travel with the team for tomorrow's game against Charlotte. So once the team leaves tonight, he's going to stay put. Now, the one thing that I'm not going to say it caught us by surprise, but it wasn't expected in the preseason, is that Jahlil Okafor also is not playing on back-to-back nights. So the way the Sixers are going to do it is that Okafor will not play tonight. Well, at least he's not scheduled to play tonight. But he will play tomorrow in Charlotte. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Then we'll also talk about Nerlens Noel. Extension time came to give him a contract extension. The Sixers decided not to do it. That doesn't come as a surprise. You kind of knew that was coming. I mean, the fact that they didn't have any discussions, we reported this, that they didn't have any discussions like 2 weeks ago, and you knew that they weren't going to have anything now. Nerlens isn't even with the team. He's basically rehabbing in Alabama, which, is some people are saying, why is he going down there? Well, we talked about that already. This is a guy who he's familiar with. He's renowned. Kevin Wilk, he's probably one of the best rehab guys in the world. So, I get it. I understand that one. But some people are like, well, how come he's not with the team? So, as you know, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. But before I talk about it, I would really like to give a shout out to SeatGeek. SeatGeek. Now, the NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year and with SeatGeek. It's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, the club seats, or in the upper level. Hey, man, I think that I'm about to purchase a couple of tickets for my daughter. She really likes NBA, and it's kind of like a shock to me because, I never really talked to her about basketball. And, you know, sometimes when I'm off, she'll just, you know, come over, sit next to daddy, cut up with daddy, talking about, hey, dad, I like the Sixers. I'm like, huh? Yeah, yeah, I really do. I like basketball. I like the Sixers. I'm like, oh, okay, well good. So I just want to get her, you know, a ticket so, you know, her mom and her can go to the game and enjoy themselves. But getting back to the Sixers piecemeal with the two bigs not being able to play on consecutive nights, on back-to-back nights, and how the Sixers are going to approach it. You know, it's weird because, you know, when you have a guy like Joel Embiid, as we talked about yesterday, you know, he's the one that a lot of people want to see. And he's also productive. And he's the best player on the team. You know, the thing is, I think it's tough for the Sixers. It has to be for Brett Brown in particular. The fact that you can't go into a game, every game, knowing that, A, I can't get this guy to play in consecutive games on back-to-back nights because of, you know, the teams bringing him along slowly. And B, he's playing on limited minutes. You know, the Sixers, they lose a lot without him. But for the Sixers, you know, I don't see them winning tomorrow night in Charlotte, even if he played. You know, I could be wrong. I just don't see it. I just don't. But tonight, if there's a night that he has to play, if there's a night that you really, really, really want him to play and possibly bring his minutes up, it would be tonight. You know, it would be like, you know, he's going to go up against, they're going to face some solid front court player in Serge Ibaka, Nick Vucevic, and then they bring other guys off the bench. But if you had to choose between two games, this definitely is the one that you want him playing in, because he can, I'm not going to say impose his will, but he can make a, you know, he can make a difference in this game, and you're going to need him to make a difference in this game. Now, the thing is, like I said before, we all knew that there was a possibility that he wouldn't play on back-to-back nights. Now, that's what the Sixers said. It was definite this summer. And then as of maybe a couple weeks ago, as recent as a couple weeks ago, Brett Brown came out and said that we're thinking about it. There's a chance that he may. He may play on back-to-back nights. So, but for the most part, we were prepared for it. The one thing that you really that you really weren't prepared for was the Jahlil Okafor situation. Now, Ja, you know, he had meniscus surgery back in March. You know, we all thought that he was going to be 100% by now, but he hasn't. You know, due to knee soreness, he has slowed his process. And sometimes after games, the next day, they have to monitor his knee just to make sure, like, it's not, there's not a lot of swelling, there's not soreness. So with that being said, also, he's only averaged 15 minutes per game in the first two matchups. Now, you know, and then it's, the thing is, you know, I know he wants to play more, but, you know, to in certain stages, he looked winded. And that's nothing against him. I'm not calling him, like, lazy or anything like that. But you expect him to look winded when you factor in that here's a guy who hasn't really been scrimmaging because of his knee. So, but to me, that's the shocker, just because we never expected him not to be able to play. And then the fact that Nerlens Noel isn't here, that leaves a huge hole. A huge hole with the Sixers, you know, and so this is what Brett Brown said about the matter at yesterday's practice. When Joel doesn't come to Carolina and Ja's playing, I can play him more and feature him more. And somewhere we hope this is a not in the not too distant future, both will be available. Both can split minutes. Both can play together. But this is not where you are. So we are in the piecemeal stage. Yeah, you know, for a Sixers team that's going to possibly struggle to win 17 games this year. They need to hurry up and try to get both of these guys on the floor together. You know, and Embiid, they have the best player on the team. And Okafor, they have the best scorer on the team. You know, it's just a gaping hole without these two guys. And it's also a gaping hole when you don't have them complementing each other. I mean, you know, Okafor right now is the team's sixth man. When MB's there, like on a regular night, he comes in, he gives them instant offense. And, you know, MB, let's just say his presence is just phenomenal. Noel, it's tough to not have him either because they lose his defensive presence. They lose his ability to run. They lose his, you know, his lobs that he gets, the dunks. They lose everything. But yesterday, the Sixers decided not to extend him. And it's kind of funny when you, not funny, but it's just lets you know the situations he's in. Here's a guy who was the sixth overall pick in the 2013 draft. He was drafted by the Pelicans. We all know that the Sixers traded for him, and they gave away an all-star point guard for that. And now to think that the team that traded an all-star point guard to get him didn't even extend his deal. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with Embiid. A lot of that has to do with, you know, the situation where they already have too many bigs. They have three guys. But, you know, and what I meant by Embiid is the franchise player. He's the center. Noel plays the same position. So it's going to be better for Noel to go elsewhere and play for someone else, and then he can, you know, be featured or do whatever. But, you know, excuse me, just trying to get over this cold, but it's just crazy when you think about it that, you know, you got guys like a Steven Adams who went way lower than Nerlens, and he just got a $100 million extension. So it just tells you, it puts things in perspective of where the Sixers are and how, like, because of the overflow of the centers that they got, that a lot of these guys are devalued a bit because of that. Now, can you imagine if the Sixers would have, let's say, if they would have drafted, like, an Aaron Gordon, who plays for Orlando, instead of Embiid, or if they would have drafted anyone else, well, Nerlens Noel would probably get his extension, you know? You know, but it's just so much that happens when with this draft, these drafts the last couple of years. And the funny thing about it is, let's just say this. Let's just talk about that 2013 draft. Okay, so they draft Nerlens Noel. I mean, they trade for Nerlens Noel, and they also get Michael Carter Williams. Man, at the end of that season, the Sixers had the best year under Brett Brown. They won 19 games, right? But there was a lot of optimism because Michael Carter Williams got Rookie of the Year. That's all everyone's talking about. Yeah, he got Rookie of the Year. He's going to be the future. And then they also said, and wait till Nerlens Noel gets back. Man, that was a great draft class. That was a great draft class. So then, next thing you know, Michael Carter Williams gets traded at the trade deadline in his second season. Carter Williams is on his third team right now. He's a reserve point guard for the Chicago Bulls. Nerlens Noel did not receive a contract extension. Now, they'll probably give him a restricted deal, give him a qualifying offer, and then make him a restricted free agent and match teams. But they don't have to. Now, what will that trade, I mean, what would that draft look like when you find out that, okay, Michael Carter Williams is gone? Yeah, I know that some people are saying, but yeah, They got a protected pick from the Lakers. Yeah, okay, that's nice. But then they'll say, but then you don't get anything for Nerlens Noel. He just left. He became a free agent. So you have to ask yourself, was the 2013 draft a waste of time for everyone involved? You know, like Nerlens Noel was here, then they draft two other centers. He's a little frustrated, you know, because of that. Then you have a new general manager, a new president in Brian Colangelo, and he inherits this mess where you got three centers and you're trying to move them, but no one wants to give you what you deem is equal value. So in the process, Nerlens Noel, who thought he was going to get a nice contract, at least for an extension for like maybe $100 million, with this, you know, the way salaries are going up, he doesn't get it. So then Michael Carter Williams, he comes here, he gets rookie of the year, and it's nothing. You know, so it's like, looking back, that draft was not as good as we think. It could have been, but right now it's like, you know, now you're saying the process basically started the following year, 2014 draft, because of all the keepers that they said that year. They said, we got all these guys, we got all these keepers. You know, the Hollis Thompson is the only one that's basically could be left. And even with him, he's on like a non-guaranteed deal. So, you know, he won't know until January if he'll stay on the team for the rest of the year. So, even that, he could get traded in February. But it's just like when we think about it, they tanked that year, the first year of the tank. They got rid of all these people. You know, Nerlens Noel was a rookie. Well, he didn't play that year because he was hurt. Michael Carter Williams was a rookie. And you look back and you're like, man, the Sixers are not going to have anything to show for it down the road. I mean, these two guys were looked upon as cornerstones. One guy they traded, and the other one, they didn't even give him an extension. But like I said, it's going to be a big night for the 76ers tonight. We'll see what they can do. I mean, it's hard to say the third game of the season is a must win, but if any game's as close as a must win, this one is it, because they can't start off the way they did last year. They can't even come close to starting off. The difference between last year, we knew they were tanking. Right now, this team is trying to win. And the product, you know, it doesn't look good because of the injuries to a lot of key contributors. Man, the Sixers, they need to pull it through tonight. And I just want to thank you all for listening. You know, this is the only podcast that covers the Sixers that comes out 5 days a week. You know, Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I'll be with the team tomorrow in Charlotte. I'll, you know, have a post later on tonight in regards to, you know, the game coverage. You know, talking a little bit. It'll probably run tomorrow morning, though. But it's going to talk a little bit about tonight's game, recapping it, so to speak. And then I'm going to advance tomorrow night's game. Tomorrow in the afternoon, I'll have a couple blog posts up, you know, in advance in that game. And I also have some stuff on Philly.com tonight. So, you know, check it out. But the thing is, if you really, really want to follow me, it's best for you to subscribe to iTunes. Subscribe to iTunes or Audio Boom for this Locked On 76ers podcast. But hey, do yourself a favor. Just don't subscribe to me. You need to go there and follow everyone on the Locked On Network. We just got a little talked about on SI.com for what we're doing. You know, it's the new wave. It's the new era. And don't feel left behind. You need to subscribe to Locked On Sixers and everyone, all the podcasts on the Locked On Network. Thank you, and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers. Your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.